Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 15-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you.
Happy new creation of you.
I like that. Happy new creation of you. That is a willing, that's a wonderfully constructive goal for 2019.
Let it be the new greeting amongst yourselves.
Yeah. We have just finished the year, 2018, which a lot of people as observe it as being filled with political chaos and the rise of authoritarian regimes around the world, including Turkey and Brazil recently and some others. And there's still saber-rattling with North Korea and so on. And many people are seeing the potential collapse of the stock market, and yet you're telling us that it's the best it has ever been in modern history. Can you explain why you say that?
There are more people having extended lifetimes. There's more health care than there has ever been. There is more water and food than there has ever been. There is a deeper understanding of the cause and effect of disease. There is an awareness of consciousness of the need for the balance of the masculine and feminine energies. And there is beginning to be an understanding of why things are the way they are, that there is a clearing and cleansing taking place. What may allow it to appear more extreme is because you are being exposed to these events and this information almost simultaneously. And in the past, there was not communication and transportation that allowed you to realize it was actually worse then, that lifetimes were shorter, that conditions were more harsh than they are now. Having said this, that does not mean there is not vast needs for improvement.
So because the modern communication systems are constantly laying out the problems that exist around the world, the picture we're getting sounds dark, and we're not getting the perspective of how much things have improved.
Well, there are those who are sharing exactly what is taking place. But with your mass media, the way its profit center is set up is for something to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than positive, and you're on a 24/7 news cycle for a lot of individuals who are fed this negativity on a constant basis, yes.
I suppose things, the issue of poverty was certainly worse in the past. In the United States, we seem to be heading back to a cycle that is similar to the Robber Baron area, where a huge percentage of the national wealth is concentrated in the hands of the few, and we seem to be cycling back into that where far less than 1% controls almost half of the national wealth.
Yes, any time you have the few controlling the many, you have the plunder of the many. Any time you have the few controlling the many, be it resources or government, it is at the plunder of the many. That has been a historical reality for humanity and this planet for eons and eons and eons. The fact that you can say this, the fact that you can be aware of it, the fact that you can share it and communicate it upon yourselves will allow a shift and change if you so choose. It is actually the democratic principle of democratic governments. This is something called equality. By spreading out the wealth through whatever means necessary, taxation or whatever, it will allow the many not to be so plundered.
So there really is an awakening to that in inequity. And you've pointed out in the past that cyberspace is one tool that empowers the individuals to overcome the institutional constraints that used to exist.
Exactly, and that was the reason it was gifted from the archangelic realm of Uriel. But in the past, this few rationalized, and the populace offers in Europe and actually bought the bull, that they were spiritually ordained or were of some royal lineage or had some connection to God that would rationalize them being who they were and controlling the majority of resources. That thinking no longer works with humanity in a large play planet-wise.
Yeah, it's sort of like humanity has caught on that none of that is valid.
It is a matter of looking at Oz behind the curtain, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, I remember when I, you know, just connected to what you just said, I remember how I was a little kid when I used to go to Catholic Mass and I would see the priests all in robes. I really felt that they had a connection to divine infallibility on some level. And we've come to realize that nobody has a connection with divine infallibility. We're all equal.
Many of those individuals know nothing of God, dear one.
That's exactly what Gabriel said to me about in 2003 when Pope John Paul was condemning gay marriage and homosexuality. And Gabriel's response to me, I asked Gabriel, what would you say to Pope Paul? And he would say, you know nothing of spirituality, that all spirituality must be equally honored. Included.
In your frequency, and I have said this before, and it bears repeating, if it is possible with a nature, earthbound nature, it is natural. If it is possible, an earthbound nature through creation, it is natural. Do you understand?
Yeah, you know,
how would you see an example of that within the areas that have been subjugated and judged within humanity? Can you give an example?
Well, I think of it in terms of sexuality. Natural attractions of one person to another have been condemned if it didn't conform to teachings of the church. But on the other hand, what confuses me, and I'm glad you're raising it because I want to raise this question, there are things that we're all naturally capable of that wouldn't be acceptable, like injuring another individual or hurting another person or killing another person. Isn't that possible?
In nature, within the animal and plant kingdoms, if there is a death or there is a death by means of another, there's usually a natural law, order, and reason for it. What humanity has done is take certain of their negative behaviors and distorted and corrupted them by giving their power away to other individuals or doctrines such as religions or governments that teach you a non-truth. You understand?
Yeah. Now, how does that relate to the idea of one person harming another?
That is a choice back to karma. That is a karmic decision that those two individuals make that you may not be consciously aware of at that particular time. But there is a soul agreement between one individual harming and one individual being harmed. And in reality, the person doing the harming is as injured as the person receiving the harm. And that is not always obvious. But it becomes a learning tool within the karmic incarnational cycles of both individuals.
Yeah, because you have told us in the past that nothing happens to us that we haven't already agreed to.
It is a cosmic choreography, beloved students.
So we really have to step back and really understand what the big picture is all about to get that.
Back to macro and micro, isn't
right,
it?
Exactly.
Yes.
But, you know, as we're talking about the question of or the statement that things are the best that they have ever been, and we look forward, you have said many times that we can still make things better by bringing the equality of the balance of the feminine and the masculine energy. And you've also referred to the development, the preparation of the DNA of the youth that are coming into incarnational experience on Earth to bring the balance.
Exactly.
So that's what we can be forward to more of in 2019, I would think.
If you so choose and your free choice and will, there are forces in place for all of that to take place. If you will trust and surrender to the trusting that this is in place, it will all take place. Yes.
Well, if things are the best they've ever been, obviously for a very long time, things have been quietly improving on so many different fronts. And the expectations will be as we see more of the balancing of the feminine and the masculine, and we see more of the youth stepping forward, that those tendencies are going to accelerate, I would guess.
And there are forces in play in your mass media and those who wish to control you, who wish for you not to know that things are the best that they've been and not to focus on that. And that does not negate that there's not room for improvement. But there are improvements that have taken place within this 21st century, which are unparalleled for the last several thousand years on this particular planet, yes.
And that defines the job of those way showers and light workers like ourselves. That's our job.
Exactly. To focus on what is rather than what is not. Gratitude equals abundance. Having gratitude for what is in your life rather than what is not in your life allows a full abundance and the balance of the macro-micro relation of creation itself. You being the creator, creating all the time through your emotions, thoughts, and physicality.
That is a powerful message and lesson. Thank you, Saint Germain.
You're welcome. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you.